Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for this beautiful morning, this beautiful day that the Lord has created. He created this place for us so that we can enjoy and embrace His beauty. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Good morning to everyone who are able to hear the Word of God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your radio. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home, on your device, whatever. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, who gave His life for every one of us so that we can enjoy the beauty of Him and His righteousness. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that He gave us His Son, His only begotten Son. And I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I truly thank God for that today. And truly, I thank God for allowing me, praise God, to bring forth the Word of God for you today so that you will embrace it and meditate and marinate on what you heard, praise God, in this hour. And today, I truly thank God, I'm going into the book of 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, when Paul was talking to the Corinthians about the resurrection of Christ and what Jesus had did for mankind. He gave Himself for the whole world so that the whole world will be saved. And I thank God, Jesus still is a saving Savior. He's still the saving Lord. Right now, He's waiting for you, praise God, who are able to hear the Word of God. He's waiting for you to give yourself to Him, to surrender yourself to Him, because He loves you. He died for you, that you don't have to go to hell, but you can live and enjoy the things that He has for you. He gave Himself for a ransom as a Lamb of God. He gave Himself, praise God, that you can live and not die. But I truly thank God for Jesus. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and I thank God for Jesus, Paul said, Now let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news. And I'm reading from the another translation Bible, praise God. It's not the King James, but it really helps you to understand what the Word of God is saying to you today. Praise God. And I thank God for translators, praise God, different translating Bibles. Because sometimes people say the King James is very difficult to read. And sometimes they had to get a translating Bible to help them understand what the Word of God says in the book of King James. But I thank God for Jesus. Now let me remind you, dear brothers and sisters, of the good news I preached to you before. You welcomed it then and still do now, for your faith is built on this wonderful message. And it is this good news that saved you if you firmly believe it, unless of course you believe something that was never true in the first place. I pass on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me, that Christ died for our sin, just as the scripture said. He was buried. He was raised from the dead on the third day, as the scripture said. He was seen by Peter and then by the 12 apostles. And after that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers at one time. Most of them are still alive, though some had died by now. Then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Jesus appeared before them before he went back to the Father. Praise God. When he went back, and let me repeat myself, thank God. He then went back to the Father, praise God, but then he came back again, praise God, to appear to the apostles that he ordained, to let them know that he is alive and well and doing what was commanded of him to do. See, Jesus' word had to be fulfilled. The word of God had to be fulfilled. Whatever God said, it had to be fulfilled. And the prophecy of Isaiah had prophesied of what about Jesus coming and how he'll come about. Now, thank God, in that time, Jesus appeared. He came as a babe. Then he died and rose again. And now his word had to come to pass for him to appear before his apostles, his disciples, praise God, his followers, to believe that Jesus said, I'm going to raise in 3 days. And he did that. Praise God. He arose from the dead. And thank God. Praise God. His word had to be effective. It had to come to pass as it was said. Praise God. Now today, we as a people of God, we need to learn to believe in God's word. When you read it, praise God, you need to believe in what you're reading, not to doubt, not to be waver-minded, but to believe in what God said, praise God. God might not do it now, but God did not forget what you had asked him to do, but praise God, God worked on his prophetic clock time for him to bless you. But one thing about it, we had to be consistent, praise God, and believe and what the word of God is saying to us today. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. And then it said, Paul said, he will bury, he will raise from the dead on the third day, after scripture said. He was seen by Peter. And then he was seen by the apostles and the followers. Praise God. And then he was seen by James and later by all the apostles. Last of all, I saw him too. Paul let them know of his testimony, how he experienced seeing Jesus himself, praise God, on the road to Damascus, praise God. And from there, he would persecute the church of God. And then Paul said, but whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out his special favor on me, and not without result, for I have worked harder than all the other apostles. Praise God. And God was working through me by his grace. So it makes no difference whether I preach or they preach. The important thing is that you believe in what you preaching. Praise God. You believe in what you saying when it comes to God's word. And I thank God for Jesus. Now today, praise God, there are some people who confess the name of Christ are so waver-minded. They read it, but they don't believe in what they're reading. Praise God. If you are a child of God, if you are born again, I pray you are born again. Praise God. Then you should not doubt God's word. You should believe in what God is saying to you today in his word. And I thank God for Jesus. Whenever God say he's going to do it, praise God. And he's going to do it whether you believe him or not. He's going to do what he say he's going to do. And Paul was talking about the resurrection of Christ. And thank God for Jesus. And Paul said, and I thank God, and we apostles will all be lying about God. For we have said that God raised Christ from the grave. But that can't be true if there is no resurrection of the dead. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless. And you are still under condemnation for your sin. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ have perished. And if we have hope in Christ only for this life, we are the most miserable people in the world. But the fact is that Christ has been raised from the dead. Praise God, he has become the first of the great harvest of those who will be raised to life again. So you see, just as death came into the world through a man named Adam, now the resurrection from the dead has become through another man, and that is Jesus Christ, the second Adam. Everyone dies because all of us are related to Adam, the first man, but all who are related to Christ, the other man, will be given new life. But once you've been born again, delivered from the Adam's nature, praise God, and get into the second Adam, that is Jesus Christ, you are a free person. You are born again believer, praise God, because you have gave your life to Jesus Christ. You have been born again, not having the Adamic nature no more, not having the first Adam, but you have the second Adam, and that is Jesus Christ. And thank God, Jesus willingly to give himself for us, to willingly to get whipped, willingly to be on that rugged cross, praise God, of Calvary, so that we will be saved, we will be born again, we will be free from sin itself. And thank God for Jesus Christ, that we have been resurrected with Jesus. As he was in the grave, we were in the grave as well. And we rose up together, praise God. I thank God for Jesus for giving us an opportunity to receive him. So you who are not saved, who are not born again, now is your opportunity to give your life to Jesus today. Don't wait and say, I got plenty of time. You don't know when the day nor the hour when Jesus is coming back. But you need to be ready. You need to prepare yourself. You need to give yourself to Jesus. As the songwriter say, I surrender all. Give your life to Jesus today. Let him be your resurrection Savior. Let him restore you. Praise God, what Adam had took away from you when you were born into this world. But thank God for Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead. Praise God, that we will have life and a more abundantly life, that we don't have to worry about dying. Life that we can enjoy the newness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for being a born again believer. Believe in what God said, as Paul was telling the Corinthians, praise God, that we've been resurrected with Jesus, our Lord and Savior. So let's trust God every step of the way. Let's rely on him. Yeshua, Yahweh, Abba, the Almighty God, Jehovah, hallelujah, the God that gave us his Son, Jesus Christ, that we can live and not die, but have everlasting life. So my brothers and sisters, let's trust God every step of the way. And let's believe in Jesus. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.